trade. Traders at Soko Posta in Busia town have urged the county government of Busia to allow them to continue with their business smoothly. The angry traders who spoke to the press during the visit by Busia Senator Okiya Omtata at the facility complained about harassment by the county enforcement team despite the fact that they pay market fee as required. They thanked Omtata for intervening in their challenges, adding that they are being moved to pave the way for construction of kiosks by county officials. The traders further said that a number of traders have suffered losses, with others dying after their businesses were disrupted by the ongoing construction works without being provided with an alternative business premises 1 year ago. Busia Senator Okiya Omtata said that the county leadership should have a spatial plan so that traders can be handled in an organized manner. Omtata advised those engaging in construction works at Soko Posta to pack up and leave the premises as ordered by the court. As traders, you are free to continue with your activities until the case in court is heard and determined, he said, adding that a Bungoma court had ordered that the ongoing construction works must stop immediately. He further warned those who are continuing with the construction works that they risked being arrested and taken to court. Let us live in peace under the protection of the law, he said, adding that the land parcel hosting Busia Polytechnic will not be used for the expansion of the county referral hospital. The senator at the same time stated that there will be no interference with traders at Malaba Market until a spatial plan has been put in place. Despite a court ruling by the Environment and Land Court in Bungoma through Justice Boaz Alau on June 27, 2024, ordering the county government of Busia to stop any eviction of traders and construction at the public land at Soko Posta, construction works are still ongoing.